My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Wow!
Oh my goodness. My ears are bleeding. It's awful.
Can I interest your ears in a little Mike Garofalo and Ian Rappaport yesterday on NFL Network?
Please do.
Okay.
There is no deal. The 49ers have had those trade talks with multiple teams, including the Pittsburgh Steelers, from what I understand. But there is no trade agreement in place. There is no contract finalized. We will continue to monitor the situation.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Been getting close for the last couple of days. Nothing is done. I would echo what Mike's definitely anonymous source definitely didn't just tell him 2 minutes before the broadcast. Here's the interesting thing for me, guys, is, you know, Brandon Ayuk has a lot of power here. And look, teams have power. The 49ers can hold out and not do a trade. If Brandon Ayuk wants to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers, if he will only sign an extension there, which that hasn't specifically been conveyed to me, but he certainly does feel like that's a place that he would like to be, then that's where he's going, right? Because that's sort of where we are with players nowadays, the kind of leverage they have, the kind of power they have. If Brandon Ayuk wants to go to the Steelers, then eventually that's likely where he will be going. It's just complicated. The 49ers have to get a deal that they would like. We will see whether it is with the Steelers, whether it's picks or a player. I know if it was a couple other teams, maybe they would have gotten a receiver. Maybe that's something still in their mind. We will potentially soon find out, hopefully, God willing. Then there's the contract, which also have to be agreed to. These are not simple transactions, which is probably why for the last 3 or 4 days we've all been telling you the same thing.
So that was Rappaport there at the end, and he wants this to be over so much he's praying. God willing, this will be done soon. It is going to take time. It is, like Avril Lavigne once said, complicated, Doran. And I do think, like they think, eventually, like we think, he's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. In another clip, at a different point, Garofalo said, yeah, ultimately he's going to wind up in Pittsburgh. And Rappaport said, yeah, eventually he's going to wind up in Pittsburgh. It's just going to take some time, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's a methodical process, and they are going to try to get what they want because they still have control of the situation. Because if they didn't have full control of the situation, it would have been done already. Like, I mean, everything else is in place from what I've been hearing, what we've been hearing, what we've been seeing, that the Steelers are okay with paying Ayuk what he wants. He's okay with accepting that. He wants to play for the Steelers. The Steelers, and that part of it is done. But the part of, and it's like a, you know, it's like a, it's a three-part process, maybe a four-part process. where the 49ers are like, okay, like, yeah, you guys have that done, but we need to get compensated for it because we hold all the cards and we can just keep him and have him on the roster. And just like Doug said yesterday, if he doesn't want to play, then we'll fine him. If he doesn't want to play, then he's going to lose out on money. We drafted a receiver to kind of guard for this situation. That's why they drafted Pearsall in the, at the end of the first round. I believe he was drafted. He is hurt right now, but he'll be fine this year. But they, from what I'm piecing together, Crowley.
Yes.
They want picks and or a receiver back to replenish that receiver room, even though they have Pearsall. They want another receiver. I don't know what type of receiver they want. Do they just want a body? Do they want a fourth receiver, a third receiver, or do they want a big-time receiver? I don't know what they want, but they know they need that. So, if you are the San Francisco 49ers, you're going to wait. You know that half of this is done. Some team is going to get desperate. It's only the first week, really, of preseason. Some team is going to get desperate. Some team might have an injury and need to trade and get desperate and trade for Brandon Ayuk. So I anticipate them waiting and a team reaching out saying, we are willing to give a first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk because we need him more than the Steelers need him. And that could also unravel a situation where Brandon Ayuk says, no, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I still want to go to the Steelers. Okay. Well, we're going to get picks from the Steelers, try to get picks, package those picks up, and then send them to a third team to get that receiver back.
You just said a lot of smart stuff, and I don't want to skip by any of it. I want to address all of those things. For example, a guy that covers the 49ers, he has 14,000 followers on Twitter. His name is Brian Peacock. He tweeted this out last night. It's becoming very clear that the 49ers want a wide receiver back in an Ayuk trade. From what I understand, a deal might be agreed upon with the Steelers. So that would actually back Pony up. But the holdup is San Francisco finding a third team to flip picks for a wide receiver. So that could be the holdup in the here and now. But I also think you could be dead on the nuts with this, Doran, where, yeah, they probably do have the framework done with Pittsburgh. And Ayuk does want to go to Pittsburgh. But if you're San Francisco, you don't have to pull the trigger right now.
No.
You can feel really good where you are with Cleveland, with the exception in the big one, that Ayuk doesn't want to go there. You can feel great about what you've got with Pittsburgh, knowing full well that whenever you want, you can hit the button on that and it gets done. But why would you do it today? Is it so big of a distraction that you're not going to be a Super Bowl contender? No, it's August 8th. I do think that Kyle Shanahan's annoyed. There was some reporting last night where Kyle Shanahan was annoyed with Brandon Ayuk bro-hugging him the other day.
Mm-hmm.
That Kyle Shanahan isn't exactly a huge fan of Ayuk right now, and so he doesn't want to be bro-hugged by the guy. So I do think Shanahan's annoyed, and I don't think he likes the distraction, but is Brock Purdy not on this team? Is Deebo Samuel not on this team? Is Christian McCaffrey not on this team? Is Kittle not on this team? Do you not have a Bosa, who's a defensive player of the year, rushing the passer? Do you not have one of the best middle linebackers in the game? What's happening now in August is not going to, from a distraction standpoint, keep you from reaching the ultimate goal. So why would you, even if you've got the framework of deals in place with multiple teams, why would you, you're right, pull the trigger right now when you could wait it out and think maybe there is another team that comes to the table. And if another team comes to the table that was never in it before, maybe there's a possibility in the Niners' mind that that team could entice Brandon Ayuk and want to pay a Brandon Ayuk. So you don't have to do it today. Like, you absolutely don't.
If I'm trying to make this up in my mind, and this is all just me just kind of just putting this all together and seeing a scenario that could happen, and I'm trying to work through it in my mind, so bear with me real quick.
Yes.
So if they want a receiver like Amari Cooper, if they waited and found another dance partner, or maybe two dance partners, you could swing a trade and say the Steelers are out of it and say that Brandon Ayuk can agree on going somewhere else. You could trade Brandon Ayuk to Las Vegas. You can get back Davante Adams, who's from California. Davante Adams is making $28 million a year. Right now, you could take that on. That's kind of where you're willing to pay Ayuk. They can get Ayuk. You can also find a trade partner, maybe with somebody that you've already traded with. And that is the Dallas Cowboys, because CeeDee Lamb has not reported to camp. You've already worked with them with Trey Lance. I want to know, really, if the 49ers are just not thinking that he's a number one receiver and should be paid that much money, are they financially capped that they can't pay him? That's another scenario too. Like, if they have the money and they think that CeeDee Lamb is better, then they probably would be willing to pay. If they think CeeDee Lamb's a better receiver, then they probably be willing to pay. They might just have Brandon Ayuk as like, no, you're not a number one wide receiver. We're not going to pay that much money. I don't know what their cap situation is to do that. There could be other partners that come to the table like those two teams. And then Steelers might be, you know, SOL, out of luck. Or you could swing, Steelers send picks. You package those picks to send to the Cowboys. The Cowboys package them to send to, you know, Oakland, or not Oakland, Las Vegas, or you could package them and send them to Las Vegas, and then you could get that back. There's so many things that could happen in this situation, depending on their financial situation, what type of receiver they want.
How you value them, yeah.
How you evaluate them, and who really wants to work. Who really wants to be a dance partner. I have a real true feeling that there's going to be maybe two teams that come to the table the longer that they wait. And it's going to be significant. And I don't think that Brandon Ayuk would ever turn these teams down.
Even if other teams aren't going to come to the table, if you're the 49ers, I don't know why you don't at least wait and see. Just wait and see.
Right.
Like, Dallas might not be involved at all. Las Vegas might not be involved at all. There might be no other teams that come to the table, but injuries happen.
Yes.
And even if injuries don't happen, sometimes you're evaluating your own roster and you're reevaluating and you're thinking, you know, we weren't in on the Ayuk thing before. We're pretty good everywhere else. We've got cap space to spend. Maybe we should get involved in the sweepstakes. And maybe it's a team that Ayuk never thought about before,
right,
because they had never come to the table and you would consider doing it. I think the Steelers have a good deal in place. I think the 49ers have a deal that they might be willing to take on from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just don't know that it makes any sense to get it done today. Why would it?
Now, I'm obviously just like, I'm just spitballing here. Like, I don't think that this will happen. But if I'm John Lynch, I'm going to wait for the best possible deal that I can get the most back at. And if I want a receiver, and it would depend on what receiver I want, what type of receiver, I would get a receiver and I would get the highest draft pick, obviously. And I would just be, I'd be concrete on that until I get that.
Yeah, I mean, there does come a point, though, where, again, Ayuk holds the cards, and you might not get what you want.
How? I mean, you already feel that you can make another Super Bowl run without him. So, okay, what, is he just not going to play?
I don't think that they want to hold on to him all year. Well, I don't think it's necessarily a distraction that hampers them from their ultimate goal on August 8th. I think if he's on the team / not on the team, if you know what I'm saying, during the year, I think that could be untenable. And I don't think Kyle Shanahan wants to deal with that crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw what happened here with Le'Veon Bell. That's a pain in the ass. Everyone in the locker room almost every day, every new week that Le'Veon didn't show up, those guys were, and I was in there, they were fed up with that. And that's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Shanahan wants to deal with that. I think they're still trying to play the whole, oh, we could bring him back card. I don't think anybody's buying, and I think that's part of the reason why we're at a stalemate right now. That's why, while the Steelers might have a deal in place for Ayuk, I'm sure San Francisco probably wants more from the Steelers than what the deal would be right now.
Absolutely.
And I think Omar's balking at it because he's saying, you're not keeping him. I think that's what Omar's thinking. You're not keeping him. You can say you're keeping him. We ain't buying it. I think it's fascinating. I thought it was going to get done yesterday. The more you think about it, the more national reporting you get on it, the more we kick around all these hypotheticals, it doesn't make any sense for them to do it today.
No.
They should hold on as long as they can until they feel like it is untenable, because you've already got deals in place. You can always fall back on those deals, but you can always hold out hope that you get something more. It's fascinating, and it's frustrating, and I'm tired of it, but I really want Brandon Ayuk to be a damn Pittsburgh Steeler, and ultimately I think that's where it goes. But God, is it going to be an arduous process to get there.
Yep.
It is 7:17 in the morning, my man. Do you know how many reports we're going to get today about this? And how many from guys with zero followers and blue check marks and aggregator sites and people with dog avatars? It is going to, today's going to suck again.
Yes, it is.
So let's talk about it more coming up next. And you can chime in at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Key and Peters Township. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. What did Adam Schefter have to say about all this? We'll hear from him when we come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The latest from Adam Schefter on Brandon Ayuk is that it is more likely than not that the Niners will trade the maligned wide receiver, but that around the league, the feeling is that the Niners are going to take their time. Now, I think the Steelers are the most likely landing spot. Mike Tomlin did an interview yesterday where he was asked if he got any big-time interesting phone calls. And Tomlin said, well, they're not awake on the West Coast yet. That's kind of un-Tomlin-like. He makes a joke about a specific situation and hints about that situation. Mike Tomlin then in the press conference yesterday had an exchange with Tim Benz.
Are you actively looking to add to that part of your depth chart? Or?
I'll let you guys speculate on that.
And so we heard that, and our initial thought was he didn't say no. And then I watched the video, and there's a wry smile. I think he's confident that this is getting done. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen today.
Right. And I think that he's confident, and I think that people should be confident that it's going to get done is because of the access that has been allowed to directly contact and communicate with Brandon Ayuk and his agent. It's usually just the agent in the process and then the relay from the agent to the player. But now Mike Tomlin is the ultimate salesman. Like, I mean, if I had to sell somebody something, I'd bring Mike Tomlin with me because he can get everybody to buy in. And that's the reason why Brandon Ayuk probably wants to come here is because of Mike Tomlin. So Mike Tomlin is going to pick up the phone. He knows Brandon Ayuk isn't up, so he's probably like, nobody's up on the West Coast right now, but I'm going to give him a call later and check in on him. And I'm sure he did the day before and the day before and say, we want you here as a Pittsburgh Steeler. And Brandon Ayuk is like, all right, like I want to be there too.
Yes. You just need to make sure day to day, hour to hour, that guy doesn't want to go anyplace else. Because you know he wants to come here. You know that. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. It's not a secret. You just need to make sure that if there are other teams involved, that Brandon isn't going to say, you know what, I could see myself wearing that uniform. You know, we've talked about this so much the last few days, and you had the Matt Maiocco report from NBC Bay Area, and we talked about convenient leakage, right, and trying to manipulate here. You're not going to catch Omar Khan off guard, because for a trade to happen, Ayuk needs to sign a contract. Omar Khan doesn't need to pay attention to the media. Mike Tomlin doesn't need to pay attention to the media at all. If there's another team come knocking, they're going to hear it from Ayuk and Ayuk's agent.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to know who's involved
right.
in all of this. So all the reporting that I trust on this, and again, to use the two words, common sense tells you, the Steelers do feel good that it's going to happen. Mike Garofalo, Ian Rappaport think it's eventually going to be the Steelers. But so here's my advice to Steelers fans today, and I'm going to try to heed my own advice here. I have the last few days. I'm not going to sit there refreshing Twitter all day today.
No,
I'm just not going to do it. Folks, listen to the fan. If it happens, we'll have it here. Craig Riley will send out one of those push notifications for the Odyssey app. We're reacting to the Brandon Ayuk trade. You'll know,
mm-hmm.
and then we won't stop talking about it. But I think my eyes are going to go, man. I have wasted valuable time with my daughters sitting there these last few days. Refresh.
Yep.
Refresh. Scroll. Whoop, boop, whoop, boop. Over and over and over again.
I would be, if I was a Steelers fan, I'd be feeling pretty decent, though.
You should.
I think it's going to happen.
Yes.
Just not whenever everybody thinks it's going to happen.
Yes.
But it will happen.
And that's why just everybody take a beat. Take a beat. There's going to be a bunch of reporting on it today. A ton of reporting on it today. From credible and non-credible folks alike. At the end of the saga, he'll be a Pittsburgh Steeler. So everyone just chill.
Yeah, just relax.
Everyone just chill. We'll talk to Hathorn. Jeff is his name. He's our sports director coming up next about Derek Shelton, about the Pirates, perhaps about Brandon Ayuk. He was at the Mike Tomlin press conference yesterday. No shortage of things to talk to Jeff about. And our Ayuk coverage on The Fan has been brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, joins us now. Beat the fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. Jeff on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Jeff. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Another rough Bucco game.
It sure was. And every week I feel like we are discussing one or two games where we go, oh, that was the worst loss of the season. And we will get to that. But it hit me, and I don't want to forget, Jeff. 8-7, Crosby's birthday comes and goes, and no Crosby contract. Should we have our ears perked here? Should we be worried? What do you think's going on?
I think every day that goes by, you should at least, I think the concern should grow. Like, he's one of those guys you just can't fathom in another jersey. I mean, that doesn't mean it can't happen, though. I mean, how does he assess where he's at? Is he happy in Pittsburgh? Does he see something there that maybe some of the fans don't see or experts don't see or some of us that logically look at the team don't see? that he's so set in his ways in Pittsburgh, or does he want to chase another cup? If he wants to chase another cup, I don't know why he'd sign here.
Jeff, heading over to the Pirates, I tweeted last night, nail in the coffin, and it feels that way. It feels like all the excitement has been drained, and the realistic ending for the Pirates is to not make it to in a wild card spot or not make it to the playoffs, and then you're right back with, to square one in the offseason, figuring things out, and you wasted a year of Paul Skeens. But does it seem like Shelton's overwhelmed at times throughout these, at least throughout the last couple games? Do you think you feel like he's overwhelmed in his manager spot?
I mean, he's made a couple of bad decisions, that's for sure. I do think it's more about the execution of players when it comes down to coaches or manager decisions. So many times, hey, if the players execute the play, it's not, or if you bring in a player in a certain situation, we've seen it, you know, a ton of times where Shelton's made the right call because somebody's executed. I just think right now they're just, it's all over the place. You know, the defensive error here or there, mental mistake here or there, bad break here or there, bad decisions here and there. And it's when you make those type of mistakes, and yesterday it's 6 2-out RBIs, and you think, okay, get some clutch hits, you're going to be able to pull it off. But if you do that against better teams, I think that's what you're saying. You can make mistakes against the White Sox and still. You don't make those mistakes against San Diego, and I think you've also learned from San Diego. They've got that, they've got a really tough mentality, man. They never say die. They're hustling. They're focused. I mean, it's a good baseball team, and if you don't bring it against them, even one slight error, you're done. And then, man, Collar Holderman's a good dude.
Boy,
three appearances, three losses in August.
Yeah, and four of your last, what, six losses are all on his ledger, too. And it's just, he hasn't been good enough, and he knows that, too. Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Does the organization look at Shelton these last 50 or so games, and what happens in these 50 or so games determines whether or not he's back next year? Or do you think, regardless of what happens, Derek Shelton is leading the ship next season?
I don't think regardless of what happens, I mean, let's see how these last 50 play out. If there are obvious mistakes, if there are things that management thinks, hey, we should have done this here or there. But I think they'll take, you know, what you'll hear from Ben Cherington and these type of topics when we ask him is let's go through the entirety of the season before we make a decision. Let's see how the whole thing plays out before we decide. But yeah, if it appears to Doran's point that he looks overwhelmed or he's making – you know, decisions that are obviously looks like he's not in the right position, or he's not ready for prime time. I guess, Dorn, you know, I don't want to take your words, but I think that's maybe what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, they could make a change at the end of the year, but I think it would have to be egregious. They've had a good relationship. They've liked what he's done to this point, and we'll see what they do in the next 50 games. Hopefully, it's a lot better than we've seen in the last six.
Jeff, both of us, we think at the end of the day, Brandon Ayuk will be a Steeler. Give us a prediction when that will happen, though. When do you think that will go down? Because there's a lot of speculation. I mean, there's so much speculation out there of when and what and draft picks and things of that nature. But when do you ultimately think that, and if you do think that Brandon Ayuk is going to be a Steeler, when does that happen?
Yeah, and that's what I think the Steelers have done so well is they've been patient. There hasn't been any, we need to get him in now, or we're going to freak out and offer too much, or we're going to say we're out of this. They've been very patient in this situation. I would think by at least after the next preseason game. So you get in one type of rep, not that he necessarily needs to get into a game, but you get him in a little bit more practices. You get him a week or so before the season would start, since there's that break between the last preseason game and the start of the regular season. So I still think there's a little time. I get it. You want to have somebody in an offense and get to know guys and get to know the quarterbacks. But with a guy like Brandon Ayuk, he doesn't need that much time. And you could simplify the offense, or at least what he does in it, if you need to. But I think the Steelers are playing this well. Continue to be patient. Let this thing play out, and don't overpay when, you know, maybe there's not the bidders that San Francisco thinks, or at least not a team that's willing to pay him the kind of money that he wants.
Jeff, we know that Justin Fields is going to start the game tomorrow now. Hey, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And that Russell Wilson is not going to play. And Mike Tomlin, paraphrasing here, said that there's competition at every position. How legit is the competition at quarterback? How, I guess I should ask it this way. If the door is ajar for Justin Fields to enter the door, just how ajar is that door?
Not very.
Okay.
As much as Tomlin said it was a competition, in the very next answer to the next question, he said, well, you saw my depth chart. I mean, Russell hasn't done very much at practice, and yet he's still listed as a starter. So I don't foresee that changing, at least early in the season. I can't imagine a scenario, barring injury, where he is not the starter week one. And you know, as much as we tell ourselves, don't overreact to preseason games, I mean, even if Justin Fields goes out and tears up a backup Texans defense, I think Russell Wilson will still be their starter. When they brought him there, they committed to him being the starter. He's dealt with a little bit of an injury. He'll be the starting quarterback.
Crosby, Ayuk, Fields, Shelton. Think we're good, Jeff. Yep. Thank you so much for taking time with us today.
Never boring in Pittsburgh sports.
It sure isn't, pal. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. I mean, that's the biggest non-story going on in Pittsburgh sports right now that would otherwise be the biggest story is the whole quarterback thing.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily for us, we have Pat Bostic joining us from 8 o'clock until 9. We'll go over some of the things Mike Tomlin had to say yesterday. We'll talk about that quarterback battle, even though the door's not all that ajar. But coming up next, why, oh why, does Brandon Ayuk want to come here? We talked about it yesterday. A national media member lent their name to that conversation. We'll let you hear from them next. Quarterback expert, our friend Pat Bostic, joining us for the next hour from 8 o'clock until 9. The 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jonathan Jones from CBS, national football writer, has a theory on why Brandon Ayuk wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. We do not have time to play that clip because I have screwed the clock. So we can get to that with our quarterback expert. But when guys like Jeff, who we had on in the last segment, say with every passing day, you can worry more and more about Sidney Crosby, I take that to heart.
Absolutely.
Jeff is not a reaction guy. Jeff is a smart guy. I love it when he hosts shows. He gives good takes, but he's not going to go hyperbole. Jeff's not trying to stir the pot. Jeff's a logical man. And now that Crosby's birthday has come and passed and there's still no contract, I think it leaves room for interpretation on what the hell's going on here. And you do start to wonder if Crosby is pondering his future in Pittsburgh more than anybody thought that he would. Nationally and internationally in Canada, Dorian, a lot of people seem to think that Sidney Crosby could wind up elsewhere. But locally, what we had been told by all the Penguins beat writers is that he wants to finish out his career here. But you know, when you've got time and you start to think, man, and you survey the scene and you really think about your goals and you come to the realization you're not going to win a Stanley Cup here, I think that's part of the math going on right now in Crosby's head, or at least I think it's fair to speculate about that.
I think that's part. I think there's a lot of angles to this, honestly. I mean, it's speculating angles to it. I'm speculating that everything is so different. Like, Mario took him in. He lived with Mario for so long. Mario is not a part of this team at all, really. I mean, the first time he came back, or maybe one of the couple times he's come back since he sold the team, was whenever they honored Jágr.
Yep.
He's never around. I heard that situation is shaky as well. Like, I mean, due to the ownership, percentages, all that stuff. Mario's not here anymore. Rutherford's not here anymore. You do still have Sullivan. You still have Malkin. You still have Letang. You still have your buddies. But, you know, the regime is totally different. And whenever you have that connection with ownership of somebody who is an idol to you, who is regarded as one of the best players ever and is the owner, the relationship is so different than business people coming in.
Yeah.
Like, and then you just get different messaging. And maybe, and Sidney Crosby's smart. Like, you don't get to where you're at and being that great at something without being smart. And maybe he just doesn't want to have to deal with a situation like this and to lose alongside of that.
Correct. You could put up with a ton of change.
Yeah.
So long as you feel like you're a true Stanley Cup contender.
For
that,
sure.
That's the comb over for the baldness that is whatever else is going on. If you're winning, who cares about the rest? But you're not winning, and it's really not the Penguins anymore. You have Malkin, you have Letang, and you have your head coach. Nothing else is the same. Not really. I mean, Brian Rust, whatever, but like, not really.
Gensel's gone.
Yep. Totally different organization. It did. And here's a text. And I wonder what people's mileage is on this one. And this is something that we'll have to get into more in depth at another point, but I did want to bring it up. If Sid signs elsewhere after basically making them re-sign Malkin and Letang, and then they retain Sullivan, probably because, at least in part, Crosby likes his guy, and then Sid leaves, the texter says Sid can go F off then. I will never get there, but hey, sign Malkin. Hey, sign Letang. Hey, I'll be there. And then you leave. I just licked the microphone. It would leave a bad taste in my mouth.
Like that
did. I went to lick my lips. I was way too close to the microphone, and I slobbed the thing. All right. We don't have time for that conversation. If it should come to pass that Crosby does not sign an extension before the season, maybe we can revisit that one.
Mm-hmm.
But it bears monitoring, and we will continue to do so for as long as he goes unsigned now that it's past his birthday. Coming up next, Pat Bostic going to join us, quarterback expert. What do we make of what Mike Tomlin had to say about the quarterback position yesterday? We'll react with Bostic. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.